Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Mr. Wonderful, at your service. Welcome back to 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm a talk show host who can't tell time. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Sarah Heiner is here. Sarah is one of my favorite Brain Trust members. She's one of my heroes, too. She and her whole family. What a great American success story. The Bottom Line Publications organization. She's the second generation leader of that group. Her father founded it low those many years ago. And now they're putting out a twice monthly a print document and the Bottom Line Personal, and then all the periodicals, all the annuals, I should say. I don't know how many annuals, 20, 30 different kinds of annuals. And she's our good friend. Sarah Heiner, welcome back to the show.
You can't tell time and you can't count, but by golly, you can make me feel good. We have three annuals. We've got 25, 30 books that are actively in print.
Hyperbole is almost as much fun as sarcasm, and I'm good at both of those.
And then there's the don't ruin a good story with the facts.
That's exactly right. That's the way I look at it. So, okay. Folks, one of the things that we do when Sarah's here, besides enjoy her company, is we go over some of the issues that they cover in the Bottom Line Personal. One of them I really thought was interesting. Make your long-distance relationship work better. Now, I don't have a long-distance relationship because my wife won't let me date. But I know people who have long-distance relationships, and I think I know somebody really close to me today who has somewhat of a long-distance relationship, right?
I had a long-distance relationship for a couple of years. He's back now. But, okay. Long-distance relationship.
You and your husband worked apart. You had different – he had something going on one place. You had something going on another place. And
We had years when we were cross-country from each other.
Yeah. I've got several friends who work – I mean, they're 1,000, 1,500 miles apart, and it seems to work, you know, for them. I don't know if I would – I mean, I'm not saying – I don't know whether they like it or not. They just deal with it. But what is the recommendation on how to make something like that?
Well, here's the thing. It has its pros and cons. So, I mean, I experienced it. We also, for our article, we spoke to Michelle Wiener-Davis, who's a her website's divorcebusting.com, but she's an amazing relationship counselor. But long distance definitely has its pros and its cons because, on the one hand, there's the loneliness and they're far away and you feel like you're not as close. On the other hand, it becomes a little more interesting and you actually learn to appreciate each other differently. So you know what happens in the day-to-day, you know, boringness of life, there's the, well, we're just kind of bouncing through our life. When you're apart, actually, now you have unique things to be able to share with each other,
mm-hmm.
which actually can be interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you learn, of course, to appreciate each other in their absence. So it's not, I mean, I wouldn't plan my life to have a long-distance relationship necessarily,
right. But
it's not a horrible thing.
Don't you also find out the level of devotion? Because, I mean, if you can stay together over years or a long period of time.
Right.
Not, in other words, I guess what I'm saying is not when it's an event where, all right, I've got to go work away for a year and I'll be back. But if you set up, you know, where, okay, you're going to live there and I'm going to live here and for the foreseeable future, that's how it's going to be. If you can stay together, that's devotion, isn't it?
It is, and it takes it takes individual character as well. So you have to be able to trust. You can't go getting all crazy because your spouse says, "I had drinks with my coworker from the office."
Oh, I thought you meant make sure that the kitchen, that the refrigerator didn't have a bunch of fungus in it or something. That's not what you were talking about, is it?
Yeah, no. No, I mean you have to. So there are things you have to still be a team, and you still have to work as a partnership. It starts with, first of all, you have to both agree to the decision. It can't be, hi, I'm out of here, and the other one says, no, I really don't want you there.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a joint decision that it makes sense for you and each other and for the family, right? You have to decide that you're going to parent, continue to parent together. Just because one parent's not there, they can't be absent. The traveling parent has to still be present in the lives. The kids have to know you're making joint decisions with each other.
I worked away from my family for a year, and I hated it. I was gone from
really
my children. I was gone from my wife. I hated it. I mean, it was my decision. I did it. But I lost a life, a year of my children's life. They were small, and I just I still feel like but you know, it happens. So but it's got to be with technology today. It's got to make it easier, right? With FaceTime and all that kind of stuff.
No question. I mean, I think technology was the savior for us. And in our case, my husband and my daughter were cross country, so she could do her senior year in high school.
Oh yeah.
So I made sure to go out and visit once a month. But we talked, we FaceTime. Technology, definitely a huge thing with FaceTime. Our servicemen across, you know, we're all over the world.
Good luck with your long-distance relationship, folks. And check it out at Bottom Line Personal if you want to learn more about that. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.